This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, there
going
you go.
Going viral.
Little douchey.
We just did our own dance in here. Yeah.
I wish I could dance like that. That's a good video. Good video. The song's kind of so-so, but the video's good.
There is so much green crap in the hallways from the parade. Yeah. So much. I just went to go get some water.
Yeah.
And there's just green crap up and down all the halls.
Plus all of our speakers, yeah, everything from the floats the in the hallway.
Just dumped right there.
Back here, dumped it off in the hallway, which I don't blame them on a Saturday.
Well,
Who cares, right?
Right.
But we had a great time.
It was so fun.
For everybody that made a sign along the parade route, thank you so much. We had hundreds upon hundreds of signs. Beads given out. It's just a nice day. It was just a great parade.
It was
parade.
Beautiful. I was worried because, you know, Friday got a little iffy, right, with the weather and stuff, but it turned out to be beautiful.
And I just my own thinking, okay, but my observation, it was one of the better crowds I've seen in a long time.
I agree.
So nice too, yeah.
I mean, that thing just kept on going.
It did.
Felt longer for some reason.
I think because we ran out of beads, we were getting scared.
All right,
yeah,
really,
we were panicking a lot. Yeah.
It really felt long after we ran out of beads.
Yeah,
we ran out about time we got to Fox 31.
And we, by the way, we've already had a talk about this. It won't happen again.
No.
No.
I hope it doesn't.
Well, I'm putting in my own money next
year. It's taken me and you 15 years for people to wake up around here and realize what you have to have.
Okay, don't get all bitchy, Grandpa.
15 years!
Yeah, I think you've been around Grandpa Gus too much.
I barely saw him all weekend.
Oh, you did?
I got to check on him today.
Because you, because your wife is out of town, right?
She's
in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched so much basketball, Jamie.
You did?
Oh, my God.
The brackets haven't even started yet.
The what?
The brackets.
Oh, yeah. No, but you had all the tournaments over the weekend.
My God, your ass is going to be so flat. Dude,
I went home Saturday after the parade. I had lunch with my son, and then I went straight home, and I watched basketball until midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, and then got up all day Sunday and watched basketball. That's all I've done all weekend. Huh?
Aren't you sore?
A little bit. A little bit.
Like stiff?
Like atrophied?
Yeah, a little bit. Lower back.
Until midnight? You sat in a recliner? Oh, my God.
You're like one of those astronauts.
Watch your basketball.
He can't walk at all.
And guess what? It's not going to get any easier.
That's what I'm saying.
We got the brackets coming up.
Right.
Because
that goes into April, right?
Yeah, the sad part is that she gets home on Thursday. That's when the tournament starts. That's kind of a pisser.
Oh, man, that is, isn't it? What timing?
Yeah, it really
she planned
sucks.
It that way.
I swear, if she would go for it, I'd pay for the extra stay.
Oh,
say,
my God, you're so rude, and it's
four,
also your son.
Four more days. Enjoy the beach. Four more days. Come on.
Let's see here. Oh, it says, okay, so the first four games are not included in our bet.
Okay, because they have these playing games. If you're doing March Madness, you know, they added this playoff thing, which is a crock, to be honest with you, but they start really tomorrow night.
Right, but she said our $20 doesn't go for the first four games.
First four games.
The first four are not included.
Then how do you know who's playing who? for the rest of the bracket.
I don't know.
Because whomever wins it has to play somebody in the bracket.
I think that's when it starts for us. We'll know who is in that bracket.
Like when they're finalized.
Yeah.
So you don't fill out your bracket until Thursday morning?
Yeah, I guess not. That makes sense.
That's the only way you could do it, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, have you seen where Buc-ee's has pulled out of Palmer Lake?
I did see that? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Those guys down there, they're rejoicing over this.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, she drives, she works in the Springs, and so she was not looking forward to the I-25 situation at all. I mean, it's already been, Monument's been under construction for, I don't know, 2 years, right? And so she was not looking forward to that.
You said this from the beginning. It was, that's just a horrible location when it comes to congestion. All right, I'll play you the audio.
We're thinking Pueblo. We want Pueblo. Well, Pueblo needs something.
They're searching. I'd like it a little bit closer to town, though.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
Because that's like fun. It's a road trip, right? Go to Pueblo.
It's an experience.
Go to Buc-ee's.
Yeah. And Pueblo needs something.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You're right. You're right. All right, I'll play you the audio, but Buc-ee's has pulled out of Palmer Lake. It's all coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
We had a little train wreck, but everybody's okay now. Yeah. We're all better.
Well, the tracks, man, they're bumpy.
Yeah.
Tracks are bumpy. That's because we're all celebrating the Irish this morning.
Right. We're having green beer.
Yeah, we're having the Guinness. We're having all whiskey. We're having everything here in the studio. Jamie, pour me another one.
Sure.
Man, oh, man. That's why you're hearing so many train wrecks today. All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Can you believe there are people in bars right now?
If you think about it. That's crazy.
a little wacky.
I told you, and I tell you this every single year, I tell you this. I cannot drink green beer. I don't know what it is. I know it's the same thing. I know you can't taste like, food coloring, but it just, I don't know. It's something about my eye. Visually, I cannot drink it. It just,
it's a mental block. You're just like,
looks spoiled to you.
I don't know what it is. It's just something mentally. It's
just not natural.
I'm not a big fan of the food coloring either.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah.
All right, everybody enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. Just be safe. That's all. Uber, you got to figure Uber and Lyft are going to be very busy today.
Yes, okay, they
are. Going to be extremely busy. All right, Buc-ee's, I'll do this very quickly here because the people of Palmer Lake, when they first found out that Buc-ee's thought about building down there, man, were they livid. They're like, we don't need that. We've seen the chaos.
What exit? I mean, I should have looked into it. But what is it? The exit by where that the campgrounds are?
I think it might say on this report.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Let's see.
A popular travel center is hitting the brakes now on a plan to expand in Colorado. The mayor of Palmer Lake, which is down in El Paso County, told our partners at KRDO that Buc-ee's has withdrawn its annexation request for a proposed development in that county. Buc-ee's officials cited a technical issue, said they're still interested in exploring options at that location. But since December, locals have been voicing their objection to the location. They're worried about traffic.
That little beaver has his tail between his legs.
I'm telling you, Pueblo is where it's at.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Pueblo.
Yeah, that didn't say exactly what exit it is.
No,
I thought it was that Palmer Lake exit.
Well, yeah, and so it'd be further than where that stupid, I'm not stupid, that Yosemite or what's it? What is it? You guys drive by it too, I'm sure, when you go on your way to Colorado Springs. It's
exactly.
Yogi Bears or something. Remember, it's Yogi's Campgrounds?
Yeah, something like that.
Yogi's Campgrounds.
Yeah, you guys should actually take your son there. It looks really fun. They have cabins and everything.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's right on the west side of
I-25. It's crazy because it's literally, you can see the highway. It's like, why would you put it right there?
I think that too, because my friend, she and her husband and their kids, it's affordable for them to because they have like 8 kids. And so they always go and get a cabin because they go swimming there and everything. But I think the same thing. I'm like, it's right on the highway.
Nothing says camping like by the interstate.
That is my kind of camping, folks.
I know it is.
I'd love to buy a camper and just park it at Walmart. I got no problem with that, man.
Oh,
I'm all about the Yogi Bear.
So we'll see what
Let's
happens.
Go to Yogi. All right, this is the Amazon driver Jamie was talking about. Okay, this video I saw several times over the weekend, and I didn't really pay a lot of attention to it.
It's spliced. So here's the first part. The first part is somebody has like, I don't know, she has like 10 boxes on a what is that?
Dolly.
On a dolly, right? And she just pushes them over, and they just go all over the front, okay? And I don't know if that's the same woman because you can't see her face, but they just push them over, and it's the same entry of the house. That goes, okay, fine, bye, blah, blah, blah. Then the next video that you see of the house is this woman, an Amazon driver, just going ballistic in the Ring camera. Here it is.
Waiting on this day to tell you how much I hate this house. The waters are the you ordered all of the I hate it. I hate this house. I hate that you ordered.
By the way, this video is from Jamie's house.
Yeah, right?
You are the laziest house in this whole goddamn neighborhood. You're inconsiderate. You're full of I hate everything about y'all. I hate it. All you have to do is go to the store from Walmart pickup or Central pickup or whatever and go put in your own truck and go do it yourself. You are the laziest sons of bitches ever. And then people bring the we break our backs, we break our necks, we break our nose, we break everything to bring you this and you're ungrateful as I hope you know that.
That person is not working for Amazon today. Now, look, everything he says is probably true. It's probably true. You are a lazy person. He's there every day. But I got a feeling. Yeah. Is it a she?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything she says is true, but I'm not sure that Amazon's going to go along with this. I think they're going to fire you.
Or, well, she does say in the beginning, I've been waiting to say this forever, so maybe she was planning on quitting.
Maybe.
Like a blaze of glory moment.
Yeah, you
know, and we've been saying this for the past, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years. If the Amazon drivers only knew what was in those boxes,
right?
I think everyone would be all upset about it. That you don't go out and buy it on your own. Grandpa Gus, my father-in-law, orders hash browns.
I know.
That drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Right?
I feel bad for the driver.
Well, the thing is, like, we have to ask Upsy, the hot UPS guy.
Yeah.
Does it make him crazy? Because in my opinion, and I don't know, you're going to have to stop at every house anyway. What does it matter that you're stopping at the same house every day?
And I'm not sure Uppy's a good one to ask, and here's why.
Nice.
Because of his daily routine here at our radio station, Jamie, that would have to drive you nuts what he does.
All those computers?
He comes in here every day. There's a company here in the building that has a ton of computers, and they swap them out every day. Every day. So he shows up with like 35 boxes every day that he has to bring in and take others out.
So what it is it's a work from home company and they give you a free computer to use. And then all these people are like, wait a minute, I don't like this whole job thing. And so then they send it back and that's what he's bringing back.
They have a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
Every day he's bringing in 25, 35 computers every single day. So he's got to hate it.
Look what I have. I ordered a book. I read.
What is the book?
It's called, Barbara, well, I just got it because I brought my mail in to open here at work.
It's a live unboxing right now.
Yeah, it really is. It's called Barbara O'Neill's Sustain Me, a handbook of natural remedies, the 9 foundational pillars for health.
Oh my gosh, on your wellness journey.
On my wellness
journey.
You're
doing wall
journey.
Yoga, now you got this, come on.
See, wall yoga and wellness, look, it's a real life book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'd get upset about that one too. Actually, that's better than hash browns.
It is better than hash browns.
It is.
True story.
All right, I got a question, okay? Because we saw these videos over the weekend. If you're a Tesla driver, are you afraid to park your car anywhere right now? Let's do it next because this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Isn't it though?
Well, yeah, and then somebody did it in Lakewood. Did you see that?
I saw the video. They're looking for that person. All right, we'll get to it when we come back, but that's an honest question. I feel bad for the Tesla owners. I really do. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh no, I can't hear that ever again.
I did this just for you, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
This is for my parade float on Saturday.
2 hours of this song just over and over in a loop. I was being waterboarded.
Just torturing ourselves.
I had to play that for you.
Oh, my God.
Man, we had a superb time.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
What a great parade that was.
Except for, in a little bit, I'm not going to do it now, but I am calling for an investigation.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, we are.
I agree with you.
Independent.
Yeah, we got a situation. We got to expose this.
Yeah,
because
it's a crime.
It's a crime.
We're taking him down.
I want to do a shout out real quick to Fox 31 for Kurt and I don't know the lady's name.
Andrea.
Yep. They really plugged us well on Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did.
Yeah, they were really
Jamie. And we were live on the whole cast.
I saw the picture that you found.
Yeah. Well, somebody had taken it for me.
That's awesome.
Somebody said, Jamie, I was watching the news and there you were. And I was like, oh, good grief.
And if you saw the picture, they got a great shot at Jamie. And for me, they just got my ass.
They did. And it was
That's all they got.
Well, I couldn't yell at you to turn around.
Yeah.
And we were all both on like one side or the other.
I'm complaining about the timing. I'm not complaining about them. I'm just saying my timing.
Oh, okay? Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, let me play this audio here. There's a person they're looking for. Is it in Lakewood?
I feel like it is Lakewood.
Lakewood. And this person is vandalizing a Tesla. And, this is going on all over the country. These people don't deserve that. I mean, you should be able to have a vehicle, no matter what the make and model is, without it being targeted wherever you park it. That's crazy to me.
Well, after you play it, I have some comments about
that.
All right,
okay. Here it is. This is the news report. Clearly, on video, this guy walks up and starts scraping on a Tesla.
Just after midnight on Friday.
No, it's a dude. It's a dude.
It's a woman.
No, I read the story. It's a dude.
It's a woman.
Jamie, I read the...
She's trans.
Oh.
Just after midnight on Friday.
We had a call of a arson or a fire at the Tesla dealership. So our officer arrived in under 2 minutes, noticed the fire, and it immediately extinguished
it. The building and several vehicles were also damaged by what appeared to have been...
That's not the right one.
That's in Loveland. That's at the Tesla dealership.
That happened a while back.
A little mix up there. Yeah. Spadell, the other one is in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Loveland fire happened a while back.
Yeah, you're looking for the dude.
That's the one that they have on their website. I don't know.
There's another one.
Okay.
She's the woman. She is a... All right, let me get to the point here. Wait a minute. You've got a couple of comments you said before I get started. Okay.
Before you don't get me started. All right. So first of all, they did that AI thing or whatever where they saw her. She had a mask on when she did it, and they did that thing where it matched her up with other pictures, in circulation, and so she was at the LGBTQIJKLMNOP thing for trans people, and so they actually have her face.
They do.
They have her whole face now. Yeah. Oh. So because somebody did some investigating and they found her whole face. So she doesn't like Elon, right? My neighbors, when Carson put it up, I don't know, 3 weeks ago?
Oh, it was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, Carson put it up on there that, hey, Jamie, because it's time to get a new car, right? I'm at 110,000 miles and my car's falling apart. And so I was thinking about a Tesla. So I wasn't even thinking political or anything on the Bible, you guys. I was not even, like, it wasn't even... I've been talking about it for a couple of years. Yeah. And I think it's a cool car, right? Yeah. I did say that Slacker, seems like a douchebag at the beginning when he got it when it was super cool.
Yeah.
But then it grew on me like a fungus. I was like, this car is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've been talking about it for a long time. So my neighbors just got one. I was like, you guys, I just got reamed for thinking about wanting one of these. And they go, what are you talking about? I go, apparently it's political. And my neighbors are the sweetest people on the planet. I have no idea if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, I don't know what they are, right? And they go, what? And then Christina like leans over and she goes, what are you talking about? And they have temporary tags on their Tesla. That's how new it is. And she goes, what are you talking about? I go, it's a whole thing. Like people are mad and they're going to do bad things to your car. Keep it in. And she's like, what? They had no idea.
And there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that have the Tesla. They have no idea.
Exactly.
No idea. And they're now afraid to park it anywhere because it's going to be vandalized.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
So there's a new sticker you can get, okay, that tries to help prevent the vandalism.
Right.
And you put it on your Tesla and it says, I'm so sorry. I bought this before I knew that Elon was crazy.
Yeah. You know, and if I had a Tesla, if I had a Tesla and I'm, a Republican, okay?
Right.
But if I had a Tesla, I would put that sticker on.
That's what I'm saying.
To keep somebody from scratching my car.
Right?
Because it would be worth that to me.
Except for they have temporary tags, so I don't know how anybody's going to believe them.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to go
literally,
over.
You guys, I mean, they are like, what are, they had no idea that this is a thing.
Right.
They got it because they loved it, and they had no idea.
People bought the Tesla for most people, I would say. Nobody bought it because of Elon. Nobody did.
Christina,
you bought it because...
She goes, wait, we were doing something good for the environment.
Yeah.
And I go, not anymore. And I just start laughing like a witch. They drove off.
You didn't want to continue using fossil fuels. There are different reasons. Nobody went out and bought this car because they're a huge fan of Elon Musk.
No, they didn't even know.
Yeah, personal opinion is, and Jamie knows this from the very beginning, I've never been a Tesla fan.
Ever.
Ever.
No.
And I'm still not today.
And when I started to think about getting one even last year, you're like, oh my God, you're so trendy. You're like, you're a follower.
Right. Which my take on it and your take on it and what I said to you had nothing to do with politics.
Well, Elon wasn't even part of that situation last year.
No, it had nothing to do. I'm more for fossil fuel. I like having an engine in my car. That's my take. But if you decide to go buy one, more power to you. But you shouldn't have one that you can't even park it anywhere without somebody scratching it up on you.
You know how... you don't have a lot of friends, right?
Yeah.
You have like two?
I think it's down to one.
No, you have Paul and Pete. You're two Ps.
Pete's iffy. Yeah.
I found you a new friend.
Who?
Oh, my God. I told him to call in this morning because you would... He is a fossil man. He's here from Oklahoma drilling.
I am your friend if you're a fracker.
Did you know that there's an Oklahoma burger?
No.
I didn't either.
What?
Burger?
A burger. No, it's called the Oklahoma burger.
What's
he's
on
from
it?
He's from Oklahoma. I don't know. You got to smoosh down the patty. He was telling me about it. So I met your new friend, and he's from, I forgot his name, but he's from Oklahoma. And man, does he talk like he's from Oklahoma. And he's a fracker. Yeah. And he said here in Colorado that it's embarrassing to call some of these burgers Oklahoma burgers because it's an embarrassment to Oklahoma. They're not doing it right at all.
You're saying the big thing with it is it has a lot of thinly sliced onions in the patty.
I love onions.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess they do the Oklahoma burger really wrong in Colorado.
Not enough onions, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. I was mad about that.
We can fix that.
Right?
Yeah. Put the onions on there, pal.
But anyway, it's your new friend.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it because I've got room.
If a guy from Oklahoma calls, take him because he's...
Okay.
I can't wait to hear his accent.
Tell him to show up at 10. Maybe I'm going to hang all day.
Yeah, right?
St. Patrick's Day. All right.
I mean, I found your other two friends, so I might as well find you a third one. Yeah, well,
it's rough out there, man.
It is.
For me to find friends. All right. Well, we'll be right back. We got to get to tabloid trash. That's coming up next here on the program. Happy Monday, everybody. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Enjoy your day today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, I know that this is, you know, kind of old. It's about 2 weeks old, but I just saw it, so it's pretty funny to me. You know, Spencer Pratt from The Hills, he is married to Heidi, that girl that had all the plastic surgery, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so... It sadly, they lost their home in the fires, in the LA fires, in Malibu, and so he takes us through kind of the stuff. They look through all the the charge stuff. And it's really kind of sad because, you know, they lost everything, even if you don't like them and you're not fans of them, which a lot of people are not. But he went to call, let's say, you know, Xfinity, Comcast, whoever, whatever, to shut off his cable. Okay, because he said, I no longer have a house there. And so you guys just sent me a bill, but I don't have a house there. And they're like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, we understand that you're turning off your cable. Can you please return the boxes?
Oh, boy.
So ridiculous.
They're melting.
And he's like, what? And she goes, yeah, you know, you're renting the boxes and we're going to need those back. Otherwise, we're going to have to charge you for them. And so he went to the house and somehow, by the grace of God, he found the box, the freaking cable box, which is just, I mean, you know, everything's burned off of it. It's just a metal shell of a box, but you can tell that it has some inlets, you
and
know?
It's got like that fan on the back that keeps it cool,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and he sent it back to him.
You know, that's a guy on a mission to prove a point.
Exactly.
Okay? Because if that were me, I'd just say, look, they're melting. Okay,
exactly.
I would have called him.
Right.
He wanted to prove a point.
He did.
He wanted to post a picture.
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure that the statement was out there that, hey, look, dummies, it burned.
It's pretty funny, though.
It is pretty funny.
The fact that he could find it, too, is pretty amazing. All right, there's a couple of things. Hey, I think Andrew McCarthy is coming to the library. Well, it's Denver Marriott South. At Park Meadows. He's the guy that was on, you know his face. Nobody knows his name, but he was on, you know, the one about the high school. It was really popular a long time ago.
Glee? Not Glee.
No, it's really old. With Demi Moore.
Was it Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Pretty in Pink, yes. And what?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High? I was just naming random high school ones.
No.
Yeah.
No, but Fast Times at Ridgemont, I mean, Pretty in Pink, and then also St. Elmo's Fire.
Okay, yeah, that's on you.
He was part of the Brat Pack. Do you remember the Brat Pack?
No.
You don't?
No.
So anyway, he was part of the Brat Pack, but he's coming to town, I think. He has a new memoir out, and I wanted to tell you guys something. This is why I'm bringing it up, because, you know, whatever. The Douglas County Libraries are bringing him to town. But did you guys know, this is crazy, I just learned this. You was how old when you learned this? If you get a library card, you know how when we post something or whatever, like I pay for the Gazette. I pay like, I don't know, $7 a month to get the Gazette because it's in Colorado Springs, right? And I want to know what's going on so we can talk about it on the air. But I can't get the articles unless I pay the stupid $7 a month. Mm-hmm. And then like if you go to the New York Times, you can't get the article until you pay $3.99. You can't do. Did you know if you get a library card, this is crazy. You get a library card, they have an actual platform where you can go and read all the articles from all these places. The Gazette, New York Times.
Because they have subscriptions or is it
Yeah, it's just part of their library system. You can go, I have to find out the format, but you can go to the Wall Street Journal. You just put in your little library card.
And they're exempt?
Yeah.
So they don't have to pay?
None of us will.
Right.
None of us will,
I'm saying the library, so you have a deal.
Isn't that cool?
Never heard of that.
And like I get... I'm not. I get Architectural Digest because I'm, you know, bougie like that. But it's expensive. No, they have it online at the libraries.
Wow.
I could just get it from them.
But we're not going to go.
Well, I'm just saying I don't want to pay this money to get the Gazette.
All you have to do is get a card.
That's you don't have to go anywhere. You would read it on your computer. You get
I thought you had to go to the library.
No. Oh, to get the card.
Yeah. You got
to
go
to the card.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's easy. But
yeah, this website says you just put in your library card number and then they'll let you in.
Yeah, and you can just read everything for free.
Uh-huh.
Why am I paying?
It's DCL.org.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Douglas County Libraries, DCL.org.
Do you have to be in Douglas County?
Well, for that one, but I'm sure every single county
has they probably have the same thing.
Yeah. Yours is probably J.
Probably J.
Yeah, JCL.com.
JCL.com. I'll try that.
What county do you live in?
Denver.
I bet yours is D.
It probably starts with D.
Yeah, try that D.
I'll try it out.
Anyway, just helpful hints from Jamie.
I'll put that up on our Facebook page, too, for anyone who wants
to see it. I think it's kind of cool, because I've been paying for all these stupid things. Like, you know, there would be a really good one from Wall Street Journal, and you sit there and you're like, really? I have to buy it to read this? Oh, no, not anymore. I just have to go get a library card. Ta-da! you're welcome. All right. Critics are talking about the Snow White. I didn't even know there was a woke Snow White. Did you guys?
No idea.
I had no idea. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea. The first reviews of the new woke Snow White film were released yesterday as controversy over the Disney remake rumbles on. It says, following a series of scandals and PR nightmares, they've kind of put off the Disney project. They've scaled back on their plans. They were supposed to have this big premiere for it and all this stuff, but now people are mad about it. I don't even know what's going on, you guys.
They got rid of the dwarves, didn't they?
Oh, is that what happened?
Remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. This became a news story like a year and a half ago.
Oh, they're not dwarves. They're little people.
No, it's called Snow White and the Dwarves.
Well, it's now Snow White. Now it's just Snow White.
No. It's dwarves that they got rid of. No. They fired the dwarves. That's not cool. You don't fire the little people.
There you go.
Dwarves?
No!
I'm a friend of Dave the Dwarf, and he gave me permission to use that word.
Only for him.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But yeah, didn't they get rid of the dwarves in this thing?
I think... You just have to do that to me, don't you?
Well, it's Snow White and the Dwarfs.
Pushing my buttons.
But it's Snow White and the Dwarfs. That is what it is.
Watch Jamie get mad. Watch her get mad.
That's why it's woke, though, Jamie. That's the whole story.
Push a button. Push a button. Not you. I mean, my buttons. I don't mean go to commercials. You're pushing my buttons. Yeah, it is about the dwarfs.
It is. Okay.
I meant the little people.
Listen.
My God, I totally screwed up. Wait a minute. I was drawn into that. That is not my fault.
Beta.
I apologize to everybody. That is you.
Listen, my brain was like,
what's going on?
Let me make my point, okay? The reason this is a story is because it's woke, right?
Correct.
Okay, the reason it's woke is because they dropped the dwarf.
Stop saying that.
That's why it's woke.
But they didn't completely get rid of them. They made them CGI. They're just not, there's no actors.
They got rid of the actors.
But they're
still on there. They look like little trolls.
But it's cartoons.
Kinda.
But you're making it sound like they got rid of dwarves entirely. They got rid of the actors that are playing them.
They fired the actors. That's the point.
That's the biggest problem. They fired
the little people.
They're good.
But why does that make it, wouldn't that make it like less woke? Because if they were woke, they would be giving them jobs.
But.
Well, they can't call it the OG, which was Snow White and the Seven Blanks.
Yeah.
Dwarves.
Don't yell it out like that. Like you have Tourette's.
Let me ask you this. Is this thing going to bomb? You think it's going to bomb? I think it is. I think Disney has gone just a little too far, and people want it close to the original.
That's what they're saying.
I think that's what you want. That's why you go see it.
The thing is, if you watch any of the OGs, that's right, I'm saying OG like I'm cool. If you watch any, like Rudolph. Santa is a jerk.
Yes.
He is so mean to Rudolph. Yeah.
He's kind of a bully.
He's such a bully. He gets charcoal and puts it over his nose. Like, nobody wants to see that, kid.
They have an island for misfit toys.
Exactly.
It's wrong.
The whole thing is wrong.
But I love it.
I know.
It plays every year.
I know.
Every year.
But it does teach our kids, like, if you're not exactly like the rest of them, you get put on an island. Yeah, like, I mean, the storyline is kind of wrong.
But that's okay for Christmas.
Not kind of.
That's okay around Christmas, though, because it's a special time of the year. Get it? Special time of the year.
Hey!
It is.
Everything is wrong.
What am I doing wrong today?
Oh, my God.
Back to Snow White. Oh. She needs the live dwarfs.
Oh, my dwarfs, God.
Okay? Yes. She does.
It's going to be the slackest Jamie show any day now.
No, he doesn't want to work with you.
I know
he told me that once.
He did. Well, I figured.
He's a good handle. You.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was a good run. I think I'm done. There you go. I did one story, and something about libraries.
That was stellar. That was a good report. I liked it. I really did.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.